There's no more time to celebrate America. Everybody stop. Please just stop. Just admit it. The communists have conquered us. In fact, they have conquered not only our institutions of education, they have infiltrated our media, they have influenced and bought out our politicians, and they even have their enforcers on the street, their own brown shirts, making sure that you do not resist our cultural revolution. Some of us are ready. Nah, I'm just kidding. There's nothing in this gun. We're ready for this, and we're here to expose it. Cori Bush, a sitting congresswoman, said this when they say that the 4th of July is about American freedom. Remember this, the freedom they're referring to is for white people. This land is stolen land, and black people still aren't free. Well, Cori Bush, not only can you shut the f*** up, but also, I have laryngitis because I got it from laryngitis dad. And on that note, we are exposing the communist takeover of our streets. And I have no more to give. I am really sick with a fever, but I am not letting you guys down because these people are going to continue to infiltrate our streets, our houses, and we're going to be here to resist them. Of course, peaceably, that is. My name is Elijah Schaefer, also known as Laryngitis Lige. I am your top 17 host, although if you noticed on Blaze TV, they bumped me to number 18, so I guess I'm your top 18 host here on Slightly Offensive, the best, worst show on Blaze TV, where we bring you confetti of color because we're always ahead of the times. I'm joined, as always, by the lovely Savannah Hernandez, resident reporter and producer. You can follow her everywhere that you can follow this show. Before we jump into the story, as I said, you might have noticed I am a bit uncomfortable today, but you know what's not uncomfortable? My holster. I got this amazing Glock 19 custom, actually, from Triarc Systems. It is amazing. Don't worry. It's not loaded, YouTube. There's nothing in it, and I would never load a gun inside of my workplace. However, I want to carry it nicely. I want to keep it comfortable. I don't want things on my side, which is why I have this amazing Scout chest holster from Northwest Retention. Guys, I got to tell you about this. This is a no compromise, top shelf company that gives you the best products and gear that are 100% made in America. This is a custom shop, by the way, that makes holsters and systems for hundreds of firearms. Not only are they all American in the manufacturing and the products are made here, but they're employing all Americans too, which sadly we need to unite together in these hard times. They have outdoor gear that you will not be surprised at. Believe me, I'm telling you this because I'm telling you they're good. And so don't be surprised when you get it and you find out it's good. Not only do they have this chest holster, they also have side holsters. They have a sling for your rifles, like your AR-15. It's all comfortable, all handmade. It's amazing, and I encourage you to check it out. Go to nwretention.com. That's nwretention.com. Use my promo code OFFENSIVE to get 10% off. And guys, you're going to want to pay full price. I'm not even joking, so it's a good thing you're getting 10% off. Get to nwretention.com, 10% off. Get the right system to carry the gun that you trust with your life. I'm telling you, go to nwretention.com. Use promo code OFFENSIVE. As you can see, I have no more to give. I am very ill, but I cannot rest, and neither can you, because these godforsaken communists who have come to our country and have infiltrated us are waging war on the citizens, and some of us are just not giving up. Some of us are just not going to be stopped. Good old Maxine Waters, who calls for physical violence. I want to remind you this. Calls for physical violence, who used her office to intimidate and infiltrate a justice trial against Officer Chauvin, reminded us on the day that we celebrate our country, said July 4th, and so the Declaration of Independence says that all men are created equal. Equal to what? What men? Only white men. Isn't it something that they wrote in the 1776 when African Americans were enslaved? They weren't thinking about us then, but we're thinking about us now. Further, the Declaration of Independence says that we hold these truths to be self-evident, yet the 17 states have enacted voter suppression laws. Supreme Court gutted Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act. George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Michael Brown, Sandra Bland, Tamir Rice, need I say more, July 4th. Well, then leave. Leave the country. Seriously. Not only do you seek to govern this country, but if you couldn't reform this and you're in government for decades, then God knows that you're the one ruining it. And I don't know about you guys, but this is not a funny episode. Although I will say that woman popping off about the fireworks, the woman who's more afraid about fireworks blowing up in the air than the fact that her BMI is off the charts, shows you a lot about where America is today. I am fired up, Savannah. I am fired up. We have a lot to talk about. We have a lot to get into.
We do. You are very fired up. You know, I wasn't expecting you to have this much energy because, you know, Laryngitis Lige is in the house. But damn, what an intro.
Yeah, we are here. So as you know, there is an attack, and we're going to break this down about how they've infiltrated us, including an interview coming up in a few minutes with James Klug, who is a contributor and a correspondent for Newsmax. He was attacked while recording the Antifa brown shirts in Los Angeles. I want to break this down about how they've taken over the streets and how we are going to resist them. So we started, of course, with this idea that this country does not belong to us. This man named Lakota Man, and it comes with trying to break down the things that we value, like our independence, our monuments. Lakota Man, who apparently is from the Lakota tribe, says, "Hey, America, F you for desecrating our sacred mountain. Happy 4th." And he's there, I'm assuming that's him, with his probable daughters flipping off one of our great monuments, okay? It's Mount Rushmore, for those of you that are blind viewers listening. So the problem with this is we have this intentional rewriting of history to make us feel guilty about enjoying our country. And you saw that with the way Democrats spoke about July 4th. And now here's the problem, is every time you see this propaganda, there's always some half-truths. Number one, I'd like to point this out about this whole native argument. The Lakota stole this land and this mountain from a tribe before them, and they brutalized, slaughtered, and destroyed, and enslaved the people who came before them. So the fact that these Native Americans, as people call them, somehow were good people is a downright lie. They are corrupted, degenerate, oftentimes brutal and violent individuals. Not all tribes probably were, but they were to each other. And so you know what? We don't care about one violent tribe getting conquered by another. Yes, we did have to conquer you guys, but it's because what? You were violent. So there's that. Secondly, this isn't your mountain. You are on our land. We didn't steal it from you. When things in war happens, land is either conquered or it's conceded. That's important. And so right now in America, there's this argument that we live on stolen land, like Cori Bush said, that we should feel bad about our nation, that we should hate ourselves. But why is that coming out of the offices? It's not because of the Democrats. It's not because of the far left. It's because of the communist infiltration and the Cultural Revolution, which is the first intention, is to get the people of their country to feel uncomfortable with even living there. And that's where your first battle happens, is reminding people that this land is not stolen land. It is conquered like all other land, and the Native Americans were not great people. Look at what they've done with their land today. Not much, is all I can say. Were wrongs committed? Yeah, so what? Guess what else wrongs were committed? Did you see what was served in my cafeteria when I was in high school? That was literally a war crime on my intestines. You don't see me flipping off the lunch lady. Exactly. That was a personal one.
That was a personal one. You took that one to heart. You really did, Lige.
Right. And that's why they attacked the 4th of July. You saw this, Savannah. We were laughing at that video. I'd like to play this one more time. This woman encapsulates, she's so mad at the fireworks.
So mad. I don't know why she's so mad, that she's pissed.
She's so pissed.
Yeah.
And she's mad. And this is why. And I get why she's mad. Because if you go to my screen, National Geographic's let us know that, of course, remember that fireworks are racist. Ugh. Explosions. Can we get a little confetti?
A little bit of racist confetti. Oh my gosh. Did you know that the pollution from this confetti disproportionately affects minority communities, aka me? Thanks.
So let me block my mouth. Sorry. Scout Chesshalter.
You know, I'm so glad that National Geographic, instead of, writing about the complete infiltration of America by the communist Chinese, we're writing about racist fireworks. That's very important.
But it's intentional. They said this, using crowdsourced data from home air quality monitors, scientists found that vulnerable people and communities of color are disproportionately exposed to air pollution from fireworks celebrations. Okay. It says it's no secret that fireworks can cause some serious air pollution in the United States, as well as in other countries where holiday displays are common, like China and India. Oh, okay. Well, apparently we're not reading the rest of this article. Let me see if I can get around their sensors. Oh, I did. All right, here goes. It's no secret that the fireworks can cause some serious air pollution in the United States, as well as in other countries like China and India, but not everyone is equally at risk from the noxious particles that suffuse the sky during our pyrotechnic light shows. In California, for example, vulnerable populations are more exposed to firework pollution on the 4th of July. And they go on to explain why. Where there's fire, there's smoke. Mm. Okay, so what do you explain about those teepee dwellers and their open fire pits, huh? Were they exposing themselves? Maybe that's why they needed to be conquered. I don't know. But anyway, this is apart from just not giving into the BS, you have to ask yourself, why do these people want us to hate our country? Why do they not want us to celebrate our independence? It's because they want to make us disillusioned so that they leave room for a solution to our disillusionment, which is, of course, a cultural revolution, a cultural Marxist revolution. This is not traditional communism because this is not a traditional world. This is not standardized cultural revolution like we've seen in Maoist China or in North Korea or in Vietnam, because today the world works at a globalist scale. So this is a global and conceited effort where those at the top realize that the world is changing, that they are going to change it, and they are going to do it at your expense. Don't believe me? Check this out. That the head of Berkshire, Charlie Munger, explained specifically that we should continue to mirror China, explaining that our capitalist system, that our country should look more like China. This should alarm you. It should shock you. These are what the elitists are saying. This is what they believe. And these are the real people behind what's actually happening in our country.
Charlie, you said communist China is doing all the things that we should be doing right now. And I can't help but think of what they're they've done to Jack Ma.
It amuses me, you know.
Well, what about what they've done to Jack Ma? He's kind of disappeared as...
Well, yes, but Jack Ma is one of the swingers. So they just cut his... They said, the hell with you. He basically gave a speech when he said to a one-party state, well, you guys are a bunch of jerks, don't know what you're doing, and I know what... I'm doing and I'm going to do it better. And he was going to wade into banking and no rules and just do whatever he pleased.
He also brought Chinese, banking to a lot of
the Chinese communists
people.
Did the right thing. They just called in Jack Ma and say, you aren't going to do it, Sonny. And I wish we had I don't want all of the Chinese system, but I certainly would like to have the financial part of it in my own country.
Wow.
Well, okay then.
I'm so glad that the elites in power are no longer trying to hide the fact that they want this to be a communist-run country and that they want to mirror the Chinese government that disappears anybody who speaks out against the government in a negative way.
Yeah, and you have to realize how important this is, because this is why you realize, you go, well, why are politicians mirroring this communist rhetoric? Why is it that the media establishment, as we'll see, is mirroring this? Why do the tech companies allow this? Well, it's because the people funding these companies, the people in charge of the finances, the ones who control the money, control the conversation. And what they've seen is that in America, where there's freedom and there's checks and balances, where let's say we could break up antitrust, we can break up tech companies for censoring us, for taking over, they don't like that. They want to hold power. They want to hold control. They want to have absolute totalitarian authority. And so someone like this man, in charge of large amounts of banking, understanding property management, etc., explains that, you know what? Jack Ma, who I believe was the CEO of Alibaba, billionaire in China, just disappeared, aka the Chinese government put him in a gulag or killed him. And our own businessmen from our country say, I wish we had that ability here, because if anybody stepped out of line of what we want, I wish we could do the same thing. And in that, I wish that happened in our country. So while you're thinking, why do these people want this? Why do they want this country to be mere a communist country? What do they get out of this? Well, the answer is simple. The reason why the powerful elites want this country to be more like China is because it's an easier retention on power. It gives them more control over world finance, over local finance, and ultimately it sets them up in a secure position to retain control over the world. That's what's going on in this country right now. That's what the elites are doing. The problem is not with the Republicans. It's not with the Democrats. It's with the establishment and the elites who are behind them, who are spending their dollars to make sure that they put into place the policies, the words, the conversations, the ones who fund the education system, the papers they write, the classes they teach, the ones who influence media, the movies they make, the understanding, the shows that they write, the rhetoric that the celebrities give off. These individuals that are behind these hedge funds, behind these investments, know that the American system is too free, and the only way to retain and to apply and to arrive to where they want of complete totalitarian control is not only to make China more like the United States so they profit there, but then to retain profits in the United States to make the United States more like China. And that is what is going on. That is what you are witnessing. It is the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And that's where we're at today. And it's not going to get any better because people are buying it up in the caseloads. For instance, I want to point out the fact that there are these people that are their ultimate pawns. They look like this. They are a 24-year-old butch lesbian looking, probably straight, but confused looking sexually, millennial Gen Zer who has a MacBook, which is about $2,400, sitting in a coffee shop, drinking a Starbucks, wearing probably, they always have those boots, right, Savannah? They always are wearing
always,
those boots.
Always, Doc Martens. Boots.
Mm-hmm. It's always the Doc Martens. With a Smash Capitalism sticker on their laptop, wearing a mask indoors with sunglasses on indoors. There's so many things wrong with this image, but I would say
don't forget the Starbucks on the lower right hand corner too.
The green straw is mm-hmm. is iconic capitalism symbolism.
I know. And you know, thank God too that China has really infiltrated all of our college institutions and all of our education systems, so that way, you know, this is what comes out of our liberal colleges and everything. This
right.
is great. This is our average adult.
Right. And I want to point this out, the mirroring with the rhetoric in the United States and China. This is really an important comparison so mm-hmm. that you realize I'm not just speaking out of my butt. I'm fired up. I'm upset at these people, but you notice like the earlier rhetoric we talked about, I think it's like here, right? Let me go back to some of this earlier stuff about, okay, July 4th, mm-hmm. we shouldn't be celebrating this. Cori Bush. Oh, like the American dream. This stuff isn't real. We're
Did
not
free.
Did you see
that Mia Khalifa also, just crapped on America this past weekend too for the 4th of July, which I thought was hilarious because Mia Khalifa got famous for wearing the hijab in her porns, which she would not be able to do in the countries where she's from.
I love how uneducated you are on pornography that you call them the porns.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, let me go educate myself a little bit
she
better.
She wore her hijabs in the porns. which, by the way, I would like to point out that now Nordstrom has a new fashionable line of hijabs that has come out that they're going to be marketing, which is amazing in a free country to promote the wearing of hijabs.
So good.
Because I love tolerance and diversity to the point where, you know.
Women's rights.
Women's rights. But it comes down to the fact that this is the same rhetoric you're seeing from Chinese people. Like, don't mention the American dream when I'm around again, right? When a Chinese person is interviewed. It's like the same rhetoric that you're hearing in China is here. Don't talk about independence of America. Don't talk about our dreams. Don't talk about our prosperity. Only talk about communism. Demonize far right ideologies and let people know that America is on the chopping block. It is on the market. It is for sale. It is up for grabs. And this is what happens when people abandon God, when they love money, and also when you get deceived after the 1965 Immigration Act into accepting a diverse country with no symbolism or biospirit. That honestly is what happens. We become taken advantage of. We have nothing to unify behind. People can't even agree to speak in English in this country. People wondered why. They thought it was just racist. Like, why do you keep complaining about people not speaking in English? It's because things that unite us are very important. In China, what they have is a strong unity. And that's why they're succeeding, because Xi Jinping, at the 100-year anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party, his message was one of unity, that we are united, that we will unite a one China policy. This has been their rise to the top. We will conquer Hong Kong. We will conquer Taiwan. Even if there's bloodshed, blood is worth the cost of uniting China. And that is a message people can get behind. That is a message that works. That is a message that makes a nation strong. And for some reason, the people in the United States of America are more concerned with their own pockets than they are about the founding principles of this nation. And I am not going to stand for that. I'm not going to live for that. I will not accept that. And like Z said, when we want to unify, I want to unify. He called for blood. That's what these Democrats, that's what these leftists, that's what these communist Chinese compromise people are doing. They're looking for blood. They're looking for your blood. They're looking for my blood. They want us conquered. And I want you to keep that in your mind. I'm not calling for violence. They are perpetrating violence against us in the streets, as we're going to see later. They see our lives as valueless. They will put you in gulags. They will put you in prisons. And they will see your blood shed on the street because you get in the way of what they want, which is to align with the enemies of your country, of my country. They have taken us over. They have conquered us from the inside. And I'm telling you this, and I'm telling you to keep this in your mind. We are not far off from much more extremism. There is a reason why they are trying to curb right-wing extremism while letting left-wing extremism prosper. Because when they unleash the full totality, and I promise you this, we are talking about vaccines and knocking door to door today, but they want to unleash left-wing extremism, and they want to make sure that the right is so demoralized that they will never stand up for their country, that they will never fight back, that they feel so cucked in their own homeland, that they feel so ashamed of their own race, that they feel so much shame of their own history, that they will not resist the communist takeover, which is currently happening, and it's not being resisted. In fact, the establishment Republicans are just as in the hands of the Chinese Communist Party in many ways through the tech companies and investments as the left itself, which is why we resist all of them. I'm just telling you, be ready, because it's coming. It's true.
And I'm glad that you're so on fire about this, Lige, because again, too, this past weekend, a lot of people were, you know, again, focusing in on the liberals and the Democrats who were hating on China and saying, or not hating on China, hating on the 4th of July. And I kept looking back and saying, okay, the bigger issue at hand here is not Democrats or liberals hating America or hating the 4th of July. The bigger issue at hand is, okay, what was the step before this? Why are they all thinking this way now? And again, like you're talking about, it's because of China. It's because of this propaganda in this other picture that you had up of this Chinese national talking about how, you know, don't talk about the American dream around me. She's basically saying that America is a very individualistic state. They're very selfish people, whereas China is about communism. It's about the collective. It's about the group. We love everyone in China. And that's the same rhetoric that we hear from BLM and Antifa all of the time. And it's just baffling to me because this 4th of July did feel different to me because I am realizing that we're now living in a country where our intelligence agencies are targeting American citizens. They're setting them up for crimes. They're putting them in jail to rot. Our politicians, Eric Swalwell, caught having sex with a Chinese spy. Dianne Feinstein had a Chinese spy as her driver for years. Our media is owned by China. Everything is owned by China. And we're so focused on fighting American against American. No, this is America versus China. Why have people not realized that?
Yeah, and I'm going to really explain to you some of what she just said and mirror the exact media in the United States compared to the media in China and show you exactly how the narratives are so similar and so exact that it proves that the narratives against this country and against you, American patriots, are coming from the hands of communists. And you know what? That's why sometimes I just have to go out. I have to take a walk. I have to go. I got surgery. I'm trying to go back out for a run again. And that's why I'm always looking for some way to listen to music, to listen to podcasts, to stay educated. And I want to be able to get it in a crisp and powerful sound, but I didn't want to spend a lot of money, which is why I got to talk to you about Raycon headphones, which are amazing and they are affordable and they come in stylish colors. I got a pair of them myself, and what I was surprised about, most importantly, more than anything, was how small they were so that they weren't dangling out of my ears, but they fit in nicely. They did not fall out and they had a crisp, clear sound, and they were half the price of any of the competitors. They also looked great. It's cool. You can actually get colors that you want, and they come with customizable gel tips, which include a comfortable in-ear fit. Some of you guys have small ears. Some of you guys have large ears. That's okay. They have the tips for you. They're built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing, and the compact charging case is actually very compact. And listen up, guys. I'm telling you right now, Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, for you guys right now. And here's what you got to do to get it. Go right now to buyraycon.com/offensive. That's buyraycon.com/offensive. And use that code /offensive and get 15% off your entire Raycon order. That includes multiple pairs if you want. It's such a good deal. You'll want to grab a pair and a spare. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/offensive. That's buyraycon.com/offensive. Check them out today. Honestly, you will not be disappointed. You, for what you get in what you're spending and the look and the style and the clarity, honestly, it's like, why not grab a pair and a spare and one for a friend? Check it out, buyraycon.com/offensive. So check this out. Laryngitis Lige is hot and live here. Skynews.com, one of the last purveyors of truth on the mainstream in Australia. And you know Australia is near and dear to my heart. As you know, my wife is Australian, my in-laws are Australian, and I've lived on and off in Australia for a couple years. They said this, Beijing has claimed that the U.S. as likely COVID-19 sources says white supremacists bullying anti-lab leak scientists is the real issue.
Always the white supremacists. At it again. You know that Scooby-Doo meme where it's like they pull off the mask and they're like, oh, it's white supremacists. No, it's really just China.
Right, but China is telling their people that really what's the real problem with America is not that China released COVID into the world, right? Because we wouldn't want to say that on YouTube. We wouldn't want to ever say that because that could never be true, right?
Never.
That never happened. That the fact is, if remember John Stewart was like, I wonder where COVID came from. Maybe it came from the COVID lab in the city where it originated. I don't know.
Maybe it came from the lab with the exact same name.
Yeah, I don't know. But John Stewart, I echo your rhetoric. I echo your anger. I echo your enthusiasm because yes, we know white supremacists have nothing to do with COVID, but America has been so infiltrated with this that China is even using this same powerful propaganda. This is Goebbels level, Nazi level. This is better than Nazi propaganda, actually. This is so good because people buy it and believe it that they think that white supremacy is actually an issue. And the point is that it's become such a powerful monolith in society that they have begun to convince people that we can blame COVID on people who are proud of being white. Holy crap.
You can literally blame anything on being white. Like, oh yeah, Chicago had one of the deadliest weekends in 2021. It's because of white supremacy, for sure. Oh yeah, inflation rates, white supremacy.
It's madness. It's jarring madness. And you go, okay, well that is just China being China. Why would you say this? So let's talk about this. So China's blaming something innocuous on white supremacy. Okay, fine. That doesn't prove anything. It's China. They're an enemy country. They're a communist regime. They do those kinds of things. They ban black people from McDonald's. They're China. That's a true story. They hate black people there. But ultimately speaking, in San Francisco, you know, crime is surging. 80% of residents in one poll I read recently consider crime to be the most important issue. And I think it said like 40 to 60% of residents plan on moving out within the next 2 years due to surging crime, which is directly related to failed policy. There have been these raids because they decriminalized shoplifting to a certain extent at stores where people go in and just raid stores to where Targets are shutting down early, Walgreens are shutting down, or CVS are shutting down businesses, and even it's hitting the high-end retailers. We have this video from Neiman Marcus, a high-end store, where these clearly white supremacists, as you'll see, did a raid on Neiman Marcus and stole handbags. Look at those white supremacists.
So many of them. Oh, yeah. Wow. They have their masks on, too, for safety. That's good. That's good.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So for our blind viewers, to remind you, please, if you are listening to this, guys, it is so important that you leave a 5-star review for this show on Apple Podcasts. It's the freest and easiest way. You can also download on Spotify, on Google Play, on iHeartRadio, wherever else you can find podcasts. Just know that if you leave a review, not only does it help us out, because I know not everyone can support the sponsors. We're fully demonetized everywhere. Not everyone can become a member. But leaving a 5-star review literally costs you nothing. And it helps us out so, so, so much. And I really appreciate you guys doing that and building our review base. We are catching up fast. I'm so happy. The network is happy. Everybody's happy. And we will read your reviews at the end. But for those of you guys that are my blind viewers that are listening right now, that was a bunch of actual young people leaving. I'm sorry.
Very young.
Oh my gosh. Very young people, as we call on the show. They weren't white supremacists, but they definitely were youths leaving the store and stealing high-end bags. I think Prada and a few others were thousands of dollars from the store, and nobody can do anything about it. And this has become a normal thing. Apparently, this has happened before, and this is becoming a mainstay. Now, you look at this, Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
If I would give you three things you could blame this on, I mean, this is a genuine question. If you were genuinely loved this country, if you cared about this country, if you realized that 80% of the citizens in your city saw this as crime was a major problem, if you realized this was happening for business owners, which is definitely a problem,
yeah.
You see businesses are shutting down, people want to move out, you're a politician, if you genuinely love this country, what are three things that you probably would say we could start looking at in order to solve this issue?
Probably crime rates and the defund the police movement. That would be one good one. Maybe the leadership in these specific cities. I feel like there's a trend. Like, Democrats often run the highest crime-ridden cities, you know, so we could look at leadership. And then thirdly, maybe we have some cultural problems in specific minority communities that are, you know, leading to this type of activity. Those are the three things that I would look at, but I don't know. I think that all is probably not going to help anything. Definitely not laryngitis.
Yeah, laryngitis is not I'm doing this show with a fever. I literally have, I am going in and out of cold sweats.
But it's okay, guys. We are 6 feet apart, so I can't get
I'm just blaming white supremacists for this.
Yeah,
for this laryngitis.
Should, as you should.
Well, guess what? San Francisco official, Gateway Pundit reported, Jim Hoff from the Gateway Pundit reported that senior San Francisco official compares those who complain about surging crime and looting to KKK members.
Wow.
They blamed the citizens for complaining and then said that that's tied to white supremacy. So wanting a safe city where people don't loot your stores is now considered white supremacy. And it is considered comparable to community policing, you know, white supremacist community policing or whatever the KKK was.
You
I
know,
don't
it's
know.
It's so funny to me, too, how like, you know, Black Lives Matter leader Patrice Cullors and a lot of these people who advocate to keep minority communities defunded with the police and everything, they always end up in like the 1%. You know, black community populations in like these upper like elite areas with mansions. I think Don Lemon was the same, correct? Like he was like talking about inner cities and whatnot. And he lives in a very, very white affluent neighborhood for some reason.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting actually, this is like one thing that I was actually really surprised about. So I actually, cause you know, Dallas is actually like known as being the center of the KKK. I don't know if you know about that.
I did not.
Yeah. It's like known as being one of the most racist cities in the country in terms of that.
Really?
So I started looking at our history in Dallas and trying to understand like what that meant, right? And what was understandable. And what's really interesting is that when you see this San Francisco official blaming people and comparing it to the KKK, I found out, which I didn't know till recently, that the KKK was community policing against crime. That's what it started out with, anonymous community policing against crime rates. And in fact, I didn't know that they lynched a lot of white people too. Like about a third of the white people lynched, apparently. This is allegedly. I'm just saying I found out that it was like a community policing thing and that it ended up being like replaced by federal, like the federal government sort of saw it as a, they kind of like, it was like a competition with the federal government. And so it was like a big issue, kind of why it was pushed away was not to end racism or something, but it was because like the federal like power grab. And what's really interesting is like, so that's why Dallas was like the kind of center hub, because it's the center of the country. Mm-hmm. And so what's funny is like this San Francisco official is basically taking the history of the KKK, which is not inaccurate. And she's saying that anybody now who wants to police their communities is essentially going to do so by lynching, as if the San Francisco, it's like liberals and the gays out there are going to like walk out and lynch looters. Like that's not what they're looking for. They're just saying like, hey, could I be sure that I'm in a Neiman Marcus and I'm not going to get raided by a mob? I'm not trying to lynch anyone. That's what they always do. They always use this straw man, this snowball argument of like, oh, well you don't want people raiding your stores and they happen to be black. Well, that must mean you want them lynched like the KKK. And you're like,
no, I read this quote yesterday and I feel like it perfectly encapsulates your average white liberal, your average Democrat in power. And it said that the ultimate privilege is being able to move away from the city that your bad liberal policies destroyed. And that's exactly what we're seeing time and time again. And look what's going to happen now to Texas and Florida, because all of the liberals are fleeing the blue states that they destroyed. Now they're going to come over to Texas and Florida and do the exact same thing.
But that's part of the plan. My point is the disinformation is like, this is what they say is anytime you just want to hold people accountable. You want to hold young people accountable for their actions, right? They're immature. They don't seem to have a lot of impulse control, or they don't seem to have a lot of ability. They have cultural and systemic issues in their community. The ultimate fallback, just like Chinese rhetoric, is, oh, you want someone held accountable for COVID? That's probably because you're a white supremacist. Oh, you want people held accountable for crime?
White supremacy.
Must be a white supremacist. And I think that people are starting to buy on to the lies here and see that this rhetoric is not by accident. It doesn't happen on accident. It's intentional because they want chaos and destruction and the disillusionment from the officials to the institutions to being online to your own city. You're not safe in your city and it pushes people out. It spreads their propaganda to other places that are safe and they slowly degrade the country until there's a cry for a revolution, and because they control the institutions, they're betting that they're the ones who are going to win it.
Agreed. Sorry, I was focusing in on readjusting this shot, but that was a great point, Elijah. And honestly, too, like you said, I'm glad we're focusing in on this topic today, because again, what I noticed from a lot of like the conservative commentators was we were focusing in on, again, American versus American, but we really do need to take it a step further and ask who infiltrated our entire education system, our entire government, our entire media, Hollywood, all of these institutions, and, you know, trained people to act and think this way? Why are we hearing this communist rhetoric? Why are communist flags being flown on the streets of America and the American flag being burned on the 4th of July in our country? How did we get here?
We got here because of this, because of these tech companies that have allowed Chinese propaganda to proliferate into the mainstream. For instance, a sitting president was deplatformed, but a foreign enemy, who is the China Xinhua News,
I think, is allowed. The XI is Xi, actually.
Zhihao.
Yeah, there you go.
Zhihao? Zhihao Ninghao? Okay.
Congratulations, you're Chinese now.
Yeah, I'm a China man. What's a, it's like a con, remember my little mini condom carrot?
Yeah.
That little Chinese rice farmer?
Yeah.
You doing good down there, buddy? All right.
So many people talk to me about that episode. You know, if you guys haven't watched the carrot episode, you need to go watch it on YouTube specifically, because the visuals are just A1. Laryngitis Elijah's just dying to wall our podcast listeners right now.
I know. And my fever is like shooting up right now, which is fine. Whatever.
But it's okay, because we're fighting the communist Chinese. So you got to do what you got to do.
We are. Listen, okay. I'm going to tell you this. See, it's like they put up these horrible memes. Not only did Chinese not know how to make memes, it's like, to freedom.
Is that Tim Pool?
I think...
I'm not trying to be mean, like, that's genuinely, like, what I thought.
Of shooting, which is, like, not even English. It's, like, death from firearms, and not even, it's, like, the most Chinese thing I've ever read.
Death from firearm.
Yeah, from firearm, not firearms.
Yeah.
Of shooting. So, like, basically what they're trying to do is spread propaganda, like, oh, we're, like, enjoying our freedom, but we're all dying. Now, the thing is that they're not completely off, though.
Yeah, they're not.
Let me see if I can find this here for a second.
I feel like you're going to look up maybe some of the, you know, statistics from Chicago.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Oh, there they are.
This has been the deadliest weekend in a while. I think like over 21 people were killed or something like that. In fact, I think almost in Chicago. And they had weeks of rioting, which I was actually there and covering. Mayor Lori Lightfoot is rewriting history with the help of the cultural revolutionary, saying we didn't have race riots last summer. She also says that any attacks on her rhetoric is an attack on the fact that she's a black lesbian with the fro.
Lesbian.
Lesbian with a fro. I love Jesse Lee Peterson.
He's the best.
They're rewriting history. Now, this is what's funny, is that they admit, in China, they even admit that we have a firearm issue in cities like Chicago where gangs are killing each other. That's not really a firearm issue. That's an issue in the black communities, in the gangs. That is a real problem, that nobody cares less about black people than young fatherless black men. That's a true statement, and I don't care if I get heat for that. Those are the ones killing each other, not white supremacists. Nobody cares less about the world, about pollution, than China and India, and nobody cares less about COVID than China. But of course, white people will always be blamed, because blame whatever, the people trying to find the solution for the problem is the ultimate disinformation campaign. People who built Western civilization, the great world, medicine, science, etc., blame them, because that'll really get the world ahead. No, it'll just get you ahead. And it's who? It's the communists. And that's where we're at today. That is where we're at. I'm telling you that genuinely and authoritatively, that is where we're at. And you could know that this rhetoric is now being echoed more in our institutions when you see things like this from the Forbes, from the World Economic Forum, who is currently undergoing the Great Reset, as you can feel it with the inflation. I hope you're enjoying it. It feels good, like a carrot up the butt. Welcome to 2030. I own nothing. I have no privacy, and life has never been better.
I love how they call people conspiracy theorists who are like, the World Economic Forum is trying to put everyone under a one world government and put people in pods and make them eat bugs. And it's like, you're a conspiracy theorist. And then they come out and write this in Forbes.
Yeah, they're like, Agenda 2030, welcome to my city, or should I say our city? I don't own anything. I don't own a car. I don't own a house. I don't own any appliance or any clothes. I might seem odd to you, but it makes perfect sense for us in the city. Everything you consider a product has now become a service. We have access to transportation, accommodation, food, and all the things we need for our daily lives. Now, before you guys can get, I'm not getting into Agenda 2030. I'll probably do another episode on this and an update. But the point of the communist takeover of the United States, part of it is moving into a global hybrid between communism and a capitalist system of economy with a totalitarian communist government. And the reason why they want to do this is they want to turn every good into a commodity and commodity into a service, because if you do not fall in line with the party, then they can cut off your access to the service instead of having to forcefully seize your assets. That's what the whole point of all this is to get you to move away so that you own nothing, so that you become, all they have to do is basically cut off a network or your access point, your RFID, your chip, your login, so that you can no longer get in, whether it's the tech companies for your friends on social media, to whether it's to whether it's, you know, your clothes, your music, you can't own anything because they want to let you know that if you don't fall in line, that if you follow rhetoric or you follow ideas or you explore things that, that undermine their system, that they will cut you off from the source of your enjoyment, from your pleasures, from your livelihood, from even your basic needs, like LA did during COVID, where they said, if you don't comply, if you have people over, we'll cut off your water. They're saying, we want to control all things so that we control you, so that when you resist, you have no power, and that we can take away everything so you feel humiliated, you feel disenfranchised and demoralized, and you will not resist the great takeover. And it's much worse than what we've seen over, you know, over 100 years ago with the Communist Party. This is something at a higher level. It is not only end times, but it is Antichrist. And yes, it is much deeper than that. This is a global one world order. But you have to say, there's got to be enforcers on the streets. There's got to be people that are being left and being told that they can enforce these things. If this is really happening, it can't be ideological only. There has to be real world violence. Well, what we found out recently is at a protest, Antifa decided to protest the man who took his nutsack out and his peepee, and he flashed himself at a Korean spa to women and children, where they were upset because, as you know, traditionally, I thought we were in a society where we respect minority communities. I've worked in Gangnam. I've been in South Korea for a while. I've been to their bathhouses. They're very, or like spas. They're very segregated. You get massages. There's men and women. It's not weird. You chill in a jacuzzi. You hang out. You go with your friends. It doesn't matter. Definitely, there was no girls in the guy spa, and I can tell you, I could not flash my lip peepee and my little Chinese rice farmer inside of the Korean spa to the women, or I would probably be arrested. In America, however, Antifa have been given free rein. Black Lives Matter has been given free rein in order to attack and fight against anyone who resists far leftism. So if you're not familiar with the story at Wee Spa, which we talked about earlier in the show called Wee Wee Spa, there was a protest against flashing male genitalia to children. Antifa showed up, beat the living snot out of people. The police did absolutely nothing, let them get away with it because it's Los Angeles, and this is what's happening. We're going to continue to play some of the footage as you see on the screen right now, but in order to talk about this, who documented a lot of this footage of Antifa attacking people, if you weren't aware this happens all the time, it almost gets exhausting. We are bringing on James Klug, who's a contributor and a correspondent for Newsmax. But really quick, before we get into the interview, I want to let you know that you might not be able to stop all the violence on the streets. You might not be able to stop the takeover, but what you can do is get your finances right now in your control so that you can purchase things, so that you can become an owner of your car, you can become an owner of your home, but you're going to need a good credit score to do it. And did you know that the average American has 97 points that they could add to their credit score, but no idea how to get them? The data scientists at Scoremaster cracked the code on how. Adding 97 points to your credit score is like finding money, and I'm telling you this. This means fast loan approvals, huge discounts, and low interest rates on everything from buying or refinancing a home, leasing a new car, applying for a credit card, even refinancing your student loans. That's what I did. And I'm going to tell you this. This is so important because if you want to resist the Great Reset, if you want to actually become an owner, you've got to get your finances in order. And I'm telling you, it's not about, like, you know, wasting money and buying sandwiches on a credit card. This is using credit cards correctly, which you can do. This is not getting consumer debt. This is about investments. And you know what? Scoremaster is a fast way to get those investments to a place where they're more profitable. One member even raised his credit score 33 points in just 5 days, another 43 points in a couple of weeks. Scoremaster is so easy, it takes about a minute to get started. And if you hurry, you get to try Scoremaster right now for free. That's right. Try Scoremaster for free and see how many plus points you can add to your credit score. Go to scoremaster.com/offense. That's scoremaster.com/offense. That's scoremaster.com/offense and find out for free right now how many points you can raise your score so you can get those investments that you need, become the owner of what you desire, and get your own life into your hands and resist the Great Reset. Anyway, James Klug, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Elijah. Happy to be on.
Yeah, so I saw some pictures earlier. You seem to have gotten a bit injured during these altercations. First of all, are you okay? And what happened?
Well, a lot happened that day, but I'll kind of break it down just the best way I possibly can. Right before I got there, and I'm not sure how much we've dug into kind of what was going on that day, but right before I got there, basically Antifa organized 150 plus members, other left-wing groups as well, and they were just beating the crap out of people. This guy right here, religious demonstrators getting shoved to the ground, literally the snot kicked out of them. It was insane. And right when I got there, a guy flanked me from my right, charged me with a police baton, smacked. Yeah, there you go. Smacked me. And we didn't get the full footage. I checked with this guy and he didn't get the full footage. He accidentally stopped recording. But right after that, he swings at me a couple times. We were kind of dancing around in the street because I was trying to avoid him. I was just like, yo, what are you doing? This was maybe 10 minutes after I got there. No joke. I was just stopping by for the day. I wasn't even trying to go deep in there. I was just stopping by to get footage. And I end up ducking, and he smacks me as hard as he can in the back with a police baton. As for how I'm doing, you know what? My body tensed up. My neck's like super tight just because my muscles tense up. Apparently, my body doesn't like getting smacked really hard with a police baton, which is just shocking,
that's
right?
Rare. That's very rare these days.
Yeah.
All of us are immune to violence at this point.
Other than just being super, my muscles are just kind of freaking out, super tight. Good. I'm just thankful he didn't hit my head. That could have been a total disaster. Would have been a real inconvenience to my day. Later in the day, we went to go film other content in Venice and stuff. Recovered, totally good. But that day, man, it was insane. I'm sure we'll kind of break down. A little bit more.
Let's break this down. So I want the viewers to understand this. So if you did not watch previous episodes, as mentioned earlier, we played the video at this Korean spa in Los Angeles where a woman and her daughter, they were exposed to male genitalia in which the person claimed to be transgender. These are, again, traditional bathhouses where men and women are definitely distinctly different in different areas. So there was a protest against this Wii Spa for allowing somebody who had been what we would call scientifically pre-op transgender, or I call the world of make-believe before you fully jump in, against these kind of people being allowed to be exposed to children. Antifa organized a protest that turned violent against the individuals who were protesting the Wii Spa. And that's where we're going to jump to James. James, bring us through from when you arrived to when the violence broke out and how things concluded.
Well, I think the very early morning is also important to touch on as well, because this group of religious demonstrators, it was not a big group, maybe 20, maybe 30, I think less. And pretty much what happened right around 9:45 a.m., the head of the conservative organized event, whatever they call it, a protest, protesting this transgender woman, that's a man, exposing himself in the women's section of Wii Spa. By the way, this happened last year as well one time. This is not the only incident at Wii Spa. So a Cuban woman blew the whistle. A bunch of conservatives showed up to defend that Cuban woman and her right to feel comfortable in a spa. With her underage daughter there as well. So they showed up. Obviously, we know how this stuff goes. Antifa organizes, SoCal Antifa organized on Twitter, calling to action, getting all of their enforcers to show up to pretty much just beat the crap out of people. And it always starts a specific way, right? The footage of the organizer, the very first incident was at 9:45 a.m. roughly. And he is bringing out his signs. Antifa shows up. They're tearing apart his signs. And they do all these things very specifically, right? They don't just beat the crap out of you right away. They try to get a rise. He threatened the Antifa member that was tearing apart the organizer's signs, the conservative organizer's signs, threatened him with pepper spray. And then they jumped him. Maybe about six or seven guys. This kid was on the ground. They were jumping him. And that was just the start of the day. I mean, this is first thing in the morning, January 3rd. What a way to start the 4th of July weekend.
Yeah. Happy Independence Day.
nothing says Happy Independence Day, like a miniature civil war in the middle of Los Angeles, California. Right. And, basically what happened is you would see that footage that you were playing of that religious demonstrator being chased out of the, rally. Pretty much what you were just seeing is these individuals being pushed out and they got obliterated, beaten on the street, everything like that. Police were there. They were there. They were about three blocks away. And I would walk up to them and ask them, hey guys, this is getting a little bit out of control. Are you planning on going over there? They look at me and say, no. Now we all know in these liberal cities, officers are ordered not to do anything, which is, a debate in and of itself, but they weren't doing anything. You can see in this footage right here, basically shortly after the initial incident with Antifa beating up the religious organizers, a right-wing group showed up to confront them, right? Because if law enforcement's not doing anything, a lot of these people are taking this action in their own hands. That's also a debate whether that's a good idea or not, but Antifa has really allowed themselves, they've really kind of created this idea that they are the arbiters of what is allowed to be said at these demonstrations, because they know that police aren't going to be separating them early on. They know that they have the freedom to go beat the crap out of whoever they want that disagrees with them. And that's really what they're acting as. You don't see families showing up to these demonstrations anymore. You see a group of individuals that honestly have some balls to show up to these places, because this is almost how it goes every time when Antifa is getting involved. And Elijah, obviously, you're super familiar with this. And all they need is one tiny incident for them to react violently. That the organizer early in the morning, like I mentioned, 9:45 a.m., the organizer threatening with pepper spray was their natural response is, let's jump him and let's beat him up on the ground. You do anything, you mouth off, you threaten with pepper spray, you do anything, and they take it to that next level. One example is 1 year ago today, actually, or sorry, not today, this month, 1 year ago, in Portland, Oregon, there was, I'm forgetting the gentleman's name, Aaron Danielson. He brought out bear mace in Portland, Oregon, right? So that was his step, stay back from me. And the Antifa member shot him in the head, or I believe shot him in the head and killed him. You know, they need that one excuse and they bring it to the next level. And this is all, I mean, it's happening in every city where Antifa is and where police stand down. It happens every single time. So this right wing group showed up and they just clashed in the street. And that footage that you can see of them all chasing each other around and everything like that. Law enforcement, I think at that time, maybe had a police line set up somewhere, but they weren't getting involved. People were in the middle of the street, right here, in the middle of the street, beating the crap out of each other, and law enforcement standing by. It's actually insane. And I felt bad for the neighbors. This was around a lot of apartment complexes and stuff, and they were coming outside being like, why do we live in Los Angeles?
That's a good question. I'm going to ask you this, though. This is an interesting thing. With the police doing nothing is a good point, and that's a point I've made a lot on the show, is how, you know, these people are allowed to roam free because of their political leaning, and police know that they can actually get into trouble by intervening with people if they lean left. They can arrest far right people, agitators, but not far left agitators. This is common. I've spoken to many contacts, including in the LAPD when I was living there, that understand this level of hands-off policing, which is essentially non-intervention. You did make this tweet here from the day, though, that I want to bring this down, that, you know, to understand these anti-fascists, what this movement has broken down to. Apparently fascism now, you said that Antifa in Los Angeles, when I asked this conservative group that showed up at the initial attacks to confront Antifa, they said they were anti-pedophile patriots. You know, this has come down to not a fight about whether or not, you know, Jews should be killed or not, whether or not there should be a nation state and nationalism, whether there should be a far right movement. We've come down to the fight. The anti-fascist fight is now a fight of whether or not pedophiles and people who voyeurists, you know, exhibitionists should be allowed to be exposing themselves to children. How did we get here?
Well, that's exactly, I mean, this day had so many moving parts, and that's one of them, is you guys are showing up. Antifa is showing up to defend a trans woman who's a man, right, to expose himself in front of underage women. That's what they're showing up. That's what they're defending here. And there's no other way to sugarcoat it. I mean, I look at things pretty straightforward. That's as straightforward as you could put it. That is who you are defending. You are defending that individual's right to expose himself in front of underage women and women. And, you know, a lot of us normal people, just average Americans, should be asking ourselves, what about the women's rights in the women's only section of the spa or underage girls section of the spa to feel comfortable without seeing a dude whipping out his like, you know, wiener in front of all the women? What about those people? And that's really who we're kind of defending at this point. So how did we get here? You know, I think a lot of it comes down to, we both know that the media is overwhelmingly far left now, actually.
Over 90%, according to polls. 90%. Yeah.
Over 90%. And I think that has really allowed them to take this far, to where they're defending a transgender individual's right to show his you know, wiener to underage women. And the media, what do they report? They report that, oh, these people are anti-trans rights. These people are anti-trans, the folks on the right, they're anti-trans. It's like, I don't know if that's anti-trans as much as anti-pedophilia, to be honest with you. I mean, that's they use these linguistics to really play this game. And just because the Democrats and the left, and they're pretty far left now, as we're having this conversation right now, and they're defending this person's ability to do this. They constantly lie on the media about it. So folks at home that don't really know better are like, oh, well, it's a bunch of right wingers showing up because they hate trans people, when the media is not telling the full truth. That's the biggest problem here. And this right wing group that showed up, they clashed with Antifa. There was violence in the streets. We both know how, like we were just talking about, the media is overwhelmingly left and how they're going to report it, right? They're going to report it that, Antifa showed up, aggressive right wingers showed up, and they're either both equally at fault, or probably they'll shape it as more of a pro-Trump right wing group that's violent. I mean, that's just how this stuff goes. And this is why I always call for people that are not only just conservative anywhere on the right, or just not bad crazy, sorry for swearing, to get involved in media and to get involved in journalism and everything like this, because these are industries that the right has allowed the far left to absolutely dominate, and it has a major impact on our lives. And that impact is allowing trans women to show up in these women's only sections of the spas to show themselves to underage girls and have it be defended by folks. Like, that's how far we've gone, and that's how the media has really allowed this to happen. If the media was more balanced, people would get an idea of what was actually going on here and what the conservative demonstrators, the initial ones, were advocating for, what their stance was.
Right. And that is the cultural revolution. That is the communist influence in the media, in society, including even in our sexual revolution, that has changed people away from an identity, a biospirit of this country into a biospirit of their own. That is narcissism and things that divide us rather than unite us. James Klug, thank you so much for your brave work on the field. As always, I know that it's not easy, especially as your profile is raising, to get out of those things unscathed, not just by the left, but by the right too. There's a lot of people distrust the media, and there's very few people as honest as you are. Thank you so much, and you are always welcome back on the show.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Once again, thank you so much to James Klug. Make sure you follow him everywhere where you can find people on social media and subscribe to his YouTube. It's so great to see that there are people still out on the street continuing to capture the madness. Of course, things are busy over here. We have a lot of new things in the work, new projects coming up. We're so excited. And it's nice to see friends that I started with in LA continue to have that success as we build a team that fights back against the communist takeover. Thank you guys so much again for always leaving reviews. Remember that you can sign up at blazetv.com/Elijah to get $10 off a subscription to this show, or you can leave a review as well. It's a free, easy way to support the show. But becoming a member, if you watch the show regularly, you haven't subscribed, you can start by subscribing to this channel. You can become a member, but also if you leave that review, you can end up finding out that you get your review read here. Also remember that it's not just about growing the show. This is about fighting back against the communist takeover. Please help us fight against censorship. Leave those reviews, subscribe online, subscribe here, share the word, spread the message. And remember that we will read the reviews as well. Here we have two. One comes from Gemuse V, says, "Mantastic. As a bro gender, super straight, being male, I fully endorse the show. Elijah's love speech is a veritable finger in the eye of the GAE. I especially like the episodes featuring John Doyle. Keep up the great work. I can't wait to see what the future has in store. Also, Sav is great too. White Boy Summer, let's go." And that's true. White Boy Q3, remember, please don't be hemispherically discriminatory to the more melanated Southern Hemispherical people. This is true. We have been conquered, but at least let's put our finger in the eye. We'll start there and we'll go to other places if we need to. There's also someone named John Doyle's number one fan. You know what? I'm going to start making Don't Simp for John t-shirts too. I'm going to have like John Doyle and Sav and like cross them out and say no. Fearless based King content. Elijah should change his pronouns to King and Alpha. Very grateful for the passionate defense of the truth and his testimony of Jesus Christ. I always get done listening to slightly offensive, a little more clown pilled than I have on multiple occasions, choked on my sunflower seeds from laughing on my way home from work. Thank you, Elijah, for showing the how to go from Skittle Boy to Beast King. What the hell?
You're an inspiration. I like how everyone just decided that you were formerly a Skittle Boy, but now you're like a based alpha male.
Call me Base Skittle B.
Base Skittle Boy?
Skittle BB. Base Boy. Skittle Base Boy. No, I don't care. I'm from LA. I'll never fully lose my accent. It's gone away 50% since I've moved to Texas. And also, too, I've never wanted to punch people that I was raised with more in the face since
today.
You're
still 50% Skittle.
Yeah, I'm 50% Skittle, 50% boy. No, anyway, thank you guys so much again for watching. As always, your support means a lot. Have a great rest of the week. Do not forget to follow Slightly Offensive and me or whatever on all these social media links below. Follow Savannah as well. Subscribe to her YouTube. She has a lot of great rants. Have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.